In today's gospel, Mark chapter 6, we hear that Jesus summoned the 12 apostles, which means that they didn't volunteer for the position. You know, it wasn't their idea to become apostles. Jesus, by his will, chose them and he called them for this mission. And then he sent the apostles out, and it says that he gave them authority. I've talked with people that object to the Catholic Church because they don't accept any human authority. You know, they think that people just claim spiritual authority in order to manipulate others or out of their own pride or for whatever reason. But they don't believe that God would ever entrust anyone with any greater spiritual authority. So they think, well, what I believe is just as good as what anyone else believes. And if the apostles had appointed themselves, that might be a pretty good argument. You know, if the apostles had said, hey, I'm going to just start my own church now. Or, you know, I'm going to go out and start preaching because I think I pretty much know the faith pretty well. But that's not what happened. In Mark chapter 6, it says that Jesus appointed them. And so he's the one who chose them and entrusted them with authority. And that continues to this very day. You know, God continues to call men and women to serve in his church. And we've been blessed here at this parish to have had many seminarians here in the past couple years. You know, young men who are discerning God's call and discerning whether God is calling them to serve the church. But I think people often think of authority as a bad thing. Because we probably have all been in situations where someone in authority has made a decision that we thought was a bad decision, or we think, hey, maybe I could do a better job if I were in that position. Or we probably all know of examples where authority has been misused by people, or people who have been using it for their own power and not to serve the people who they're entrusted with. And there's also a natural tendency of us just not wanting to be told what to do. You know, because of the fall, there's a tendency to self-will within us. But proper authority is a good thing. You know, every human institution has authority. You know, every school has a principal. Every military has generals. You know, every country has a president or some form of leadership. You know, every team has a coach. Every corporation has a CEO. You know, every organization or institution has a leadership structure because we need authentic leadership. And if we don't have that structure, then there's going to be chaos. And no organization can function well if it's just an incomplete chaos and if there's no direction and no leadership. You know, imagine a military going to war without any generals or any leadership. You know, people are just going to go out on the field and get slaughtered because there's no one organizing the military. And so Jesus gives his church a structure as well. He gave the apostles and their successors authority. And that shouldn't surprise us. We should expect that to be the case because God is a God of order and not a God of chaos. And I think our modern world has forgotten this, that the Catholic Church is the only church and the only institution in the entire world that's been set apart and given supernatural power and authority by God. You know, despite the fact that there's human beings in the church and they all have their own failings and their own weaknesses, but nevertheless, God has still given his church power and authority. And specifically, what authority does Jesus give to the apostles? Well, the gospel says that they're given authority over unclean spirits. So that's a pretty significant bit of authority, that human beings would be given power over fallen angels. And we're not just talking about doing exorcisms, but the reality that the church is given the authority to liberate the entire human race from slavery to the kingdom of darkness. When we're born, each one of us was born in a state of original sin, meaning we were born under the authority of the kingdom of darkness, under the rulership of the prince of darkness. And the church has liberated each one of us and brought us into the kingdom of light. And so every one of us has benefited and been freed by, through the power of Christ and the mission of the church, the authority that Christ gave to the church to free us from the kingdom of darkness. And that begins with baptism. You know, that's the first sacrament in which we are torn away from the kingdom of darkness and liberated and brought into the kingdom of light. But to stay in the kingdom of light, You know, our souls need to be entrusted to the Lord, and that's both our intellect and our will. And so that's why the church's mission is to preach the truth, to form our intellects so that we don't fall into error or into evil. And secondly, to form our souls, which is why the apostles preached repentance, so that we would turn away from sin and be obedient to the will of God. And so to remain in the kingdom of light, those two things are important. We must embrace the truth and live in accord with the truth, and we must repent of sin. Any willful rejection of the truth or any embrace of sin gives the enemy a foothold within our souls. And the enemy only needs one foothold in order to destroy our souls. And so that's why cafeteria Catholicism is so dangerous. You hear that phrase used frequently. It refers to Catholics who pick and choose which teachings they want to believe. Well, I want to believe this teaching, but I'm not going to believe this teaching. Or with morality. People say, well, I'll live by these moral teachings, but the whole thing about no relations outside of marriage. Well, I love this person, so that doesn't apply to me. Or, you know, people pick and choose which moral teachings they want to believe. But if we embrace any error or any sin, that's going to give the enemy a foothold in order to destroy our soul. And it pulls us out of the authority of the church and places us under the authority of the kingdom of darkness. And so, you know, the authority that Christ gives the church is an amazing and a beautiful thing. It's the authority to liberate us from the kingdom of darkness. But it's important for us to remain under the authority of the church by accepting the truth, the fullness of truth that's taught to us through the church, and by living a good moral life and by repentance of sin from sin. And the second thing that we see the apostles doing in the gospel is anointing and healing the sick. You know, we see one of the New Testament foundations for the sacrament of anointing of the sick. You know, it says the apostles would anoint them with oil and that they would be healed. And so that's also part of the healing ministry of the church. And so as we reflect upon today's gospel, we should be grateful for the spiritual authority of the Catholic Church, because that authority is a good thing. And as long as we stay within the authority of the church, we're protected in the arms of our spiritual mother. And so, there's nothing more beneficial to us than remaining under the authority of the church. And as long as we're humble and faithful, we're going to be protected by that authority. But if we rebel and if we turn away from the truth or away from proper morality, then we put our souls in grave danger. And so as we continue with this Mass, we pray for those who are entrusted with authority, that they might use it not for their own good, but out of humble and authentic love and care for the people who are entrusted to them. And we also pray for ourselves, that we might be united more closely as a church under the authority of the church, that our spiritual family may grow stronger and more deeply united, and that by staying within the church, we might be protected from the error and the sin that threatens to pull us away from the kingdom of light.